Welcome back to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and this is episode 26. I'm going to be talking to you today about the Mother Earth News Festival this last weekend. So, here it is, August 7th, and the Mother Earth News Festival was August 5th and 6th in Albany, Oregon. So we're going to talk about that. But first, for the verbal abuse on your eardrums, which is our advertising section, I just want to remind you about havenhomestead.com, where we have all of the information about our upcoming events, like the workshop that's happening this October, 3-day intensive homesteading skills, sustainable living skills. We're talking about business, you know, homesteading business things, soap making, canning, raising and processing small farm animals. So many good things that I think it's really valuable to someone who is interested in learning those sort of things. And we like to help people become more sustainable. Of course, that's what we do here, is help people learn to live more sustainable lives. And in teaching, we learn so much as well. Also on the website, you can see all of our past episodes. You can see all of our handicrafts that we offer through the farm. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is in the works right now. She's our media, our written media. I do the podcast and she does the newsletters and things like that. So one's in the works right now and she'll be getting that out soon. She had one started in June and they went on vacation all over to New York and Idaho, and they were visiting family for a couple months, so I wasn't able to send that out. But she's got it mostly made up so she can tweak a few things and get it sent to you. So please go to havenhomestead.com and sign up for our newsletter. And we don't send them out too often. Quarterly is our goal. Also, some exciting news is our Patreon profile. We're almost halfway to our first goal. And when we get to our first goal, what the plan is, we're going to replace the outdoor classroom that we had last year, and it worked out really well. We taught quite a few classes in it. This year, around February, we had a really bad snowstorm, really heavy snowstorm, and the snow collapsed our outdoor classroom. So our goal is, once we reach our first goal, which is $200 a month, we will buy a new classroom and set it up in the place we already have cleared and ready for the outdoor classroom. And eventually we're going to make it a hard building with, you know, real tin roof, you know, real metal roof and stick built and real foundation and stuff. But for right now, when things aren't 100% where they're going to be in the end, we might want to move the classroom to another place that works better on the farm once the orchards are in and once the different things. We're still new to this homestead, to this plot of land, so lots of things are still happening. You can't do them all at once. You have to do them a little bit at a time, but just keep at it. That's the key. So we have this classroom up, and it's in a kind of a temporary structure so that we can move it if we need to. But the last one we had lasted us for 2 years before this, you know, freak storm that a lot of people lost a lot of stuff because just how heavy the snow was. Also, if you come out to our workshop in October, it's October 9th and 9th through 11th. And a few days before that, the little town that we live in, Onalaska, Washington, is going to be having their Apple Harvest Festival. And it's a really neat little festival just down the main street with booths on either side. They have a parade. They have, you know, apple pie contests, and there's live music in the middle of the street. It's just a really neat little town sort of festival, and that is happening the 7th and 8th. And you can find out more. I have the flyer right here that Lindsay gave to me so I could tell you about it. But it's, you go to www.onalaskaalliance, and Onalaska is spelled just like it sounds, on, and then like the state, Alaska, and then alliance.org. on AlaskaAlliance.org. And they have all the information about what is going on at the festival, at the Apple Harvest Festival. There's also farm tours, and there's just a lot of neat stuff. Lindsay works with the On Alaska Alliance, and so she really helped put together a lot of that stuff, and it's going to be really neat. So if you go to the festival, you can come right out, and you could stay here the 2 days before the workshop, and then here for the workshop for 3 days, and really make it a big, good bang for your buck, so to speak. Well, I think that is all of our advertising of things. So, you know, like I said about Patreon, just please come on out and support us. We have some really good patrons right now, and they're really helping us get this ball moving into making this a bigger project, the homestead and the education, to where we can affect more lives. And the more help we get, the more people we can reach. And that is what we're really striving for. So now we're going to go ahead and talk about the Mother Earth News Festival. It was, like I said, the 5th and 6th of August, 2017. And there was so much going on there. It was awesome. You know, one of the things when you go to a festival like that, like if you're a big, I don't know, comic book fan, you go to Comic-Con, or you're, I don't know if Comic-Con's really good. It's just there's a lot of people that like the same thing in the same space. So, like, Comic-Con, you might be like, oh, well, in this universe, Superman, you know, had green eyes, and in this universe, Superman had blue eyes, and, you know, they might get in some sort of argument about it. But when you get a bunch of foodies and hippies and homesteaders and everybody together, everybody grooves really well. And there was just, it was neat. If I sat in a class or at lunch or, you know, anything, you could talk to somebody and there nobody was like, stop talking to me. Everybody turned and smiled at you and were interested in the same things and wanted to learn about the same things and were all kind of grooving on the vibe. It was really neat. A really neat festival, and I went with my mom, of course, my wife, our two kids, and our woofer. Her name is Mickey, and we will be interviewing her, I believe, on the next podcast about her experiences thus far. So stay tuned for that. At the festival, there was a bookstore. Lindsay's like, I want to go to the bookstore. Like, as soon as we got there, we checked in, we got our bracelets. Our wristbands, I guess what they call them, our wristbands, and Lindsay goes, I want to go to the bookstore. And I said, if you find some books you like and you buy them, we're going to have to tote them around the whole time. So she's like, okay, I'll wait till later. And she did. She waited till the very end of the festival. We only went Saturday. My mom went both days, but we had to get back for some other commitments. We did go, and Lindsay had this big old stack of books. At the very end of the thing, she had, you know, I don't know, 10 books or something. And I told her, I was like, how much is this? She goes, oh, I don't know, over $100, I think. And I was looking through, and I was like, well. And she got a couple for me, a couple like Bushcraft 101 and Advanced Bushcraft and some things that I'm interested in. And, of course, there were some that she got. Anyway, we ended up getting two books. And the books that we bought, I have them right here. Is the first one is The Hands-On Home, A Seasonal Guide to Cooking, Preserving, and Natural Homekeeping by Erica Strauss. And it is just like a big ol' homekeeping DIY book. And because Lindsay wrote, remember we had an interview, she did a book on how to DIY anything. She's really excited about this book, because it's got lots and lots of really neat projects and little crafts that she can do. Then the other book that we got was Modern Homesteading, Rediscovering the American Dream. And that is by Cody, who does Wrangler Star. If you've seen on YouTube, that's one of the ones I watched. I haven't watched any for a while. We've been kind of busy doing our thing, but He has good stuff about, you know, axe selections and how to cut down a tree and how to, you know, just good old homesteading skills. And we saw them when it was in, when the Mother Earth News Fair was in Puyallup, Washington, 2 years ago, I think it was. And I saw him there. I was like, "Hey, Wrangler Star." And he's like, "Yeah, that's us." Anyway, so we talked to him a little bit, and they were really, really nice. Him and his wife were there, and they were really cool. So anyway, we got the book. It was only, it was pretty inexpensive. I think Lindsay told me $10. Well, we did have a, there was a discount when you went in there. So we did get 20% off everything. So those are the two books we got, and didn't spend too much on books. We did buy some other things that, you know, all in all, it wasn't too bad of a festival monetarily wise. There was lots of demonstrations. There was blacksmithing. So there, I don't remember what the name of the people, I should have looked that up before. But there's these people that always, they sell forges there, hand-cranked forges. And they blacksmith in front of you. There's a girl who, I mean, she's probably 20 or so, I would say, 20 years old. And she does the blacksmithing, and then her mom kind of runs the stand, the booth, and sells some of the products that she's made. And Lindsay got a hair pin, but they have like coat hooks and all sorts of little things, and she just uses charcoal and this hand blower, and it gets hot enough for her to work the metal, you know, get it hot and bend it around and stuff. And anyway, it was really neat to see her, because she was in Puyallup as well, and I told them that I was excited to see them again this year. It was kind of one of those highlights of the last one we went to that I remember. There was also lots of other demonstrations in the classes. So there was a hands-on kids classes. There's called the Kid Treehouse, and there was, you know, the kids could make little things, and then they got some really good vouchers too. So, Lindsay went there with the two kids, and they got ice cream vouchers for like a free scoop of ice cream at one of the other vendors that was there. And the scoops were like $3 a piece. So I was like, that's some pretty good coupons. And there were other things in there too, but to go to a free class and then get all these perks, it was like, oh, that's really awesome. And the kids just loved it. They got to make little, dream pillows, like a little, what is it? Muslin bag. And then it had, like lavender flowers in there and some other herb stuff in there, so it smelled nice. And, you know, something is supposed to help you relax and calm you and stuff. So the kids got to do a few different crafts and really loved it. Jesse Bloom had a thing, presentation, and Lindsay and the kids went there and they got turmeric all over themselves. They painted their face with turmeric. So we went later to a restaurant after the festival with my mom to, you know, get dinner and say goodbye and everything while we went our way, and my mom went back to the hotel to get ready for the next day's festival. And Lindsay and the kids had like jaundice face. They're all yellow from the turmeric that they spread all over their face for, because it has health benefits. So that's what they were learning about while they were rubbing on each other. Inside the, so this was at the Linn County Fairgrounds. I already said it was in Albany, Oregon, but it was at the Linn County Fairgrounds. And what I really liked about this venue is that it was easy to get to. It was small. You could easily walk from one side to the other, and you could easily see the booths. I mean, it was really set up well, and the classes were air-conditioned, you know, the ones that were inside. And it was just a really nice, professional feeling festival. I think it was really neat. Some of the booths that were inside the big building that was air conditioning, indoor booths, was the Mountain Rose Herbs, which I really liked their booth. It was a double booth. It was really cool. They had some teas that you could try. Of course, they had their products to sell, and they had some free stickers you could get. I really liked the Mountain Rose Herbs booth. In fact, it was one of the first ones that we went to because we're like, okay, we'll come out this door and we'll start looking at booths. And they were right on the other side of the door. So that was kind of the first one I saw, which I really liked. Another one was the Happy Leaf LED, the grow lights. I think it's happyleaf.com if you want to check it out. But we're going to be having a show more on that. We're going to talk to them and give you more information on their product because we bought one and it's really nice. There was lots of solar energy booths, like solar panels and inverters or battery banks or things like that. There are also handcrafts, people that built or made wooden things, or there was also power tool demonstrations. There was kind of an expo feel as well with, this is the best thing you can get, buy this sort of thing. There was some of that, but there was also just the, for your information, like the Woofer USA booth was there just to like show people that there is such a thing that can help them on their farms and a way they can connect volunteers and hosts. And that was really neat. They gave us, we're even here with our woofer because, like I said, we brought her with us. And they were like, no way. So we got a picture and they gave us Woof USA hats. And so we all got to get in front of the booth and take a picture with the host family and the woofer. Anyway, it was really cool. There were some good food booths, but a little neat nugget of information is all the food booths out front were packed. There were lines out there and they were more expensive than I care to spend on, a falafel or something. I don't know what there was because I didn't really look, but inside the expo center in the back, there was kind of a concession stand and there was no line and the things were like $6 for a lunch. And so I was like, I can't believe this. It's like no line, tables to sit at in a cool place in the shade, and it was cheap. Anyway, I felt like we really lucked out there. But maybe next year we'll try some of the outdoor food booths because they smelled so good. I guess now is a good time to tell you that I didn't record last week because I had this horrible cold. And I'm still a little stuffy from it. My nose still sounds a little nasally, but we're on the up and up. One of the things I didn't see this year was I didn't see any Ed Begley Jr., which he was there last time. He's there usually, I think, but maybe he couldn't make it. I know the Mother Earth News Fair is in several locations. You just have to look up, go to MotherEarthNews.org or com or whatever it is, and they'll say where the fairs are at. And they have several of them, one in like Oklahoma and one in Vermont, one in, Pennsylvania or different places. They have festivals all over the place. And so just watch for where close by where you live and go, because it is such a good experience. I got to meet some really nice people, some really cool information. One lady I was talking to, she told me a website to go to that has really good products for helping your soil and that she uses all the time, and it's helped with this and helped with that. And just everybody was really nice and willing to share their information and wanting to learn more and willing to share what they've had problems with or what they've learned about. And we were coming from, these guys who I talked to were clear down from Joshua Tree, California, all the way up here in, northern Oregon. So that was kind of neat that people had traveled from a long ways to get to this festival, for just this festival. We also signed up for Backwoods Home Magazine, which I know is a really neat magazine. We've looked at it several times. We have a few editions here, but we finally got our subscription going. So it was just a really, really neat festival, and I really encourage everybody to try that out. When the next one is in your area. So, with that, I think that has about covered all of my report for the Mother Earth News Festival. And if I had three thumbs, I would give three thumbs up. This has been the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.